Okay, so was
Somebody gave away it today.
yeah was Ravan from North India? Okay, I was in South India. I was giving a class and Ramayana, and after that one person came to me, says, "I am from the RPC." I says, "What is RPC?" He says, "It's the Ravan Protection Committee." Said, "What is that?" He says, "In the Ramayana itself, Ravan died. How are you going to protect him?" So he said that actually, some what has happened is there have been a lot of vested interests who have tried to reinterpret the whole Ramayana in their own ways. There is a Jain Ramayana. Now Jains are very nice people in many ways. In fact, culturally we are quite similar to them, and no criticism of them. But there is some person who wrote a Jain Ramayana, some Jain scholar, and what they have done is, throughout the Ramayana, when Ram goes to the forest, he is meeting Jain sadhus. And at the end, when Sita enters into the earth, Ram becomes enlightened and becomes a Jain. So what happened? These traditional epics, they have been reinterpreted by people according to their own vested agendas. So there had been some people who wanted to split India into say southern and northern people. So what has happened? They have tried to reconfigure the Ramayana as an attack by the North Indians and the South Indians. So now what has happened is, so they say that, oh, you know, Ram was an Aryan and Ravan was a Dravidian.
Right, exactly.
So they tried to reconfigure it like that. Now actually speaking, first of all, if we can look at it in two different ways. One is, let's look at it literally from the Ramayana's perspective. Then we can look at it from a historical perspective. If you want to take it literally from the Ramayana's perspective, Ravan was a Rakshasa. And the Rakshasas are entirely different species. You know, to associate the Rakshasas with Dravidians is an insult to Dravidians. You know, it's a big, big insult to associate the two together. But and it's described that actually Lanka was the kingdom of Kuvera. And he conquered it from him. Now the Rakshasas live at different places, wherever they grab power and they live, get power. So in that sense, to say that he's a South Indian is wrong, because he was from a different species itself. Now if somebody doesn't want to accept the idea that, oh, because some people say that, okay, the Ramayana is true, but all this idea of Rakshasas and Vanara, this is mythology. So okay, somebody says, okay, Ravan was there itself. Even if for argument's sake, accept that like that, that argument. But still, the point is, there was no geographical consideration in that attack. If you want to configure the South Indians and North Indians, then the Vanaras, they were South Indians. Kishkindha is definitely not in North India. So it's not an attack of North Indians or South Indians. So basically what has happened, that narrative was there, that there's North Indians, South Indians. Now there are different ways to try to counter that narrative. So there is another historian who has tried to problematize that narrative. This is actually not a conflict between North Indians and South Indians, because Ravan is also North Indian. So what happens, once you start getting into that that frame of reference, it's very important to put the Ramayana in the right frame of reference. Basically, the Ramayana is not regional. It is not a regional conflict. It is an ethical conflict. And it is primarily, it is ethical lessons that are to be, ethical and spiritual lessons that are to be learned from it. So if you keep the focus on that, then that is the best. But sometimes some people try to reinterpret everything in their own ways. So it's best to not necessarily we reject those interpretations, but we don't highlight those interpretations. We understand where those interpretations are coming from, and then tell them that is not the way the Ramayana has been historically understood. And that is not the Ramayana that has inspired millions of people. Now, how much do you see Ramayana has, say, caused conflict between North Indians and South Indians? See, it is among South Indians also. There are so many Ramayana commentaries that have been written. There is the Kamba Ramayana, there is Ananda Ramayana, and there is so many commentators. They have written so much about the Ramayana. So, this idea of the South Indian-North Indian conflict, this is primarily a leftist Anglican kind of reinterpretation for breaking India, you could say. So we don't have to give too much credit to that. Thank you. Thank you.